You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoop Ballers! Hey, we're back on Friday. How's it going, everyone? It's Josh Millman. And we're here with Today in Sports Betting. Today being January 31st, 2020. Hard to believe we're through a month already in January. People are still saying Happy New Year to me. It's weird. I'm not going to lie. As usual, it's Friday, and I got with me the one and only Devin Ellington. Devin, what's up, man?
Howdy, Josh. How's it going?
It's going. Another week in the books. Got a big weekend coming up, man.
A big one. Something big going on Sunday. I can't remember. I can't put my finger on it.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, there's some sort of event or something. Yeah. I don't know. Something big. There's going to be a lot of wings being eaten, beer being drank. I don't know.
Bets being placed.
Bets being placed as well. Very true. Very true. I don't know. Something that we all can gather around the TVs for on Sunday. So, we'll be on the lookout for that. Yes, as you can tell from our blissful ignorance, we will be talking about the big game later. We'll give some thoughts. First, we have a big NBA slate today. 7 games that we got to go through. And before we do all of that, we're going to talk about our friends at mybookie.ag. Can't go through Today in Sports Betting without talking about mybookie.ag, of course. And as we mentioned, there is a big game coming up on Sunday, and naturally the place to go if you want to make any sort of bet with the games coming up is at mybookie.ag. If you head over there now, sign up and use the promo code today, the word today, T-O-D-A-Y, you get 50% back on your original deposit up to $1,000. They're giving away free money over there, so go on and sign up at mybookie.ag. They have all of those fun, ridiculous prop bets for the big game on Sunday. How long the national anthem is going to last? Who's going to win the coin flip? First scores, first interceptions, things of that nature. A lot of different options for you guys to play with over at mybookie.ag. So go on, sign up. Tell them Hoopball sent you. mybookie.ag and use the promo code today, T-O-D-A-Y, to get 50% back on your initial deposit. All right, Devin, a lot of games to cover. Let's run through our NBA slate as always, and then we'll hit up Chiefs taking on the 49ers a little later. I'm sure that the folks want to hear our thoughts. And don't forget, everyone, please follow us on Twitter, at HoopBallGaming. I am at Josh Millman. Devin, you are D-A-L-E-007. I got that right, right? Yes, yes, I finally nailed it.
I should probably simplify it, but it's business for, I don't
know. No, good enough. It took me like 3 shows to finally get it down. So I got it down. It's all good. Yeah. Follow us on Twitter. That's where we will be placing all of our official bets. Once we run through this show, so You don't have to check back. We'll post everything to Twitter. So give us a follow and make sure that you also give us a review. You know, if you like the podcast, like what we have to say, leave us a review at wherever you are listening to this podcast. We'd greatly appreciate it. And thanks again for sticking with us through this this joyful project of ours. We are a Hoop Ball presentation. Also, check us out at hoop-ball.com. We've got a lot of great writers, a lot of great NBA content. And be sure to sign up for Aaron Brewski's newsletter. It's the only place where you get his exclusive content. Not on social media, not anywhere else. The best fantasy analyst in the game is Aaron Brewski, and this is his show and his newsletter. It's free to sign up, hoop-ball.com. It'd take 2 minutes and sign up for Aaron Brewski's newsletter as he continues to track the NBA throughout the season. All right, now we're going to get into the games, Devin. We will start with Toronto Raptors taking on the Detroit Pistons in Detroit. The game right now is 4.5 in favor of the red hot Toronto Raptors. Over under in this one, 223. Again, a case of, again, analysis. Good team versus bad team. The Raptors are winners of their last 9. How good they've been, whereas the Pistons are losers of their last 4. As bad as like 9, but still, in those 4 losses, they have lost each of those by at least double digits. And to not great teams either. They lost twice to the Nets, who had been reeling, and they lost to the Cavaliers by 15 on their home court. So it's not as if like these losses are coming against, you know, the Bucks or the Lakers or anything like that. So now they've got a red hot team coming into their house. Game's 4.5, and the Pistons are a pretty awful 9-16 against the spread at home. The Raptors aren't much better. They're a 500 team against the spread on the road. There's one thing that I am a little bit concerned about. This is a road back to back for the Raptors. Having just beaten the Cavs, they play again tonight on the road as part of a back-to-back. So it's the one thing that's giving me a little bit of pause, but 4.5 doesn't feel like a whole lot that they would need to overcome. But Devin, I will leave the approach to you, sir. What do you got for me on this one?
So with first looks here, you know, with that back-to-back being talked about, it's from Cleveland to Detroit, so at least it's not a very strenuous travel. You know, travel is still travel. I used to do it for work, and it's tough work. So, yeah. You know, Toronto's got a really great defense put in play here. Obviously, they are going to be out. Mark Gasol with his hamstring injury. Rondae Hollis-Jefferson is still questionable. But you know, if I'm going to take a team with a, you know, less than 5-point, you know, 6-point spread on the road on a back-to-back, it's going to be, a select few teams. And I would even consider putting Toronto in there, especially with how bad Detroit's at home against the spread and just how bad they are in general. So I really like the options here for Toronto as far as putting the ball in the bucket. Their defensive prowess, the way they're coached. 4.5 doesn't seem like a lot to climb. So I do have a preference here, and I like Toronto to be able to cover this. You know, along with their 9-game win streak, they're 6-3 against the spread in their last 9 as well. So an 8-3 straight up in their last 11 games against Detroit. So that's some – something right there as far as just these two specific teams playing. It's either going to be Toronto or nothing for me on this game. I'm not sure how I feel about the over-under. Toronto is typically an under team. They're 3 games to the over. Pardon my French. and Detroit is 31-18 to the over, 18-7 at home. So, you know, I might have a slight lean to the over. But my play here would be the point, laying the points with the Toronto Raptors.
I agree with you. I mean, the 4.5 doesn't scare me right now. It's, you know, I mean, and neither does the back for that matter. I, you know, it's something that Toronto is, I guess, somewhat used to. The Gasol news, not ideal, but I think, you know, other than Drummond, I don't think there's a whole lot of offense on Detroit right now. And mind you, Detroit's on your part about the over. Detroit, they're in their last 5 games, they have the 4th worst defensive rating in the league at 116.5. In the meantime, the Raptors have the 5th best defensive rating in the league at 106.6. This is just Detroit's reeling, and I don't know that this is the place where they get their legs back. The Toronto is just a well-coached machine right now, and I would have a hard time laying 4.5. If the spread was something like, I don't know, like 7 or 8, I'd probably have a little bit of pause, and I'm kind of surprised that the line's as low as it is. So I'm sure Toronto is in just, hey, let's take care of business mode. So I'm not afraid of laying the points there.
Yeah, and this win streak for Toronto, you've seen them not play great competition. You know, they've sprinkled in like the Spurs, the Sixers, the Thunder. But what's encouraging about this is that they've beaten the teams that they need to, right, that they should. You know, like Washington, Minnesota, Atlanta twice, Cleveland, the Knicks. So I think that gives me a little bit more confidence in this, that they should come in and take care of business here.
Yep, putting the teams away that they need to. Excellent. All right, cool. We will press on with the Chicago Bulls traveling to Brooklyn to take on the Nets. The Nets right now are 5.5-point favorites. Over-under is 220.5. The Bulls have a whole bunch of probable dudes. As we know, Wendell Carter Jr. will remain out, as will Lauri Markkanen. Daniel Gafford is doubtful for this one. At the same time, the Nets are basically at full strength. DeAndre Jordan's back. Garrett Temple's going to be in for this one, save for, obviously, Kevin Durant, but again, obviously, but it seems like all of the Nets will be in uniform for this one. And the Nets are playing better basketball right now. I mean, throw away the Knicks game for a second, where, you know, that was during the tragic Kobe news, but they've, you know, taken care of business against the Pistons, and, you know, they were on a losing streak before, but I think that there are some signs of life, being a Nets fan and seeing that they finally got, you know, past the Pistons. At least it's nice to see them win a couple games. So, and being at full strength has been a little bit of an improvement for them in that regard. They are a 500 team against the spread at home. The Bulls are slightly over 500 team against the spread on the road. 12-11. Surprisingly, this game is a battle for the 8th seed in the East. That's kind of a sad state of affairs. But the Bulls are kind of like been playing, you know, 500-ish basketball over the last 10 games or so. You know, they'll come out and they'll, you know, win some, lose some. They've got a kind of fighting spirit in them. And I think if they are looking at the standings, there are only 3 games out from the final playoff position between both the Nets and the Magic. So this might be a pretty pivotal game for them. And the Nets are kind of notorious at keeping teams close in games like this, especially teams that you would think they should be able to take care of. Devin, I know as a Nets fan where I'm leaning here, but I want to see, like, get your thoughts, because, you know, I don't want my heart or my head getting in the way of potential biases here. So let me know what you're thinking.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, Brooklyn, I'll start with them. In the last 17 games, they're 4-13 against the spread.
Yeah.
So they've been having a tough time covering. Chicago, on the other hand, they're 2-6 against the spread in their last 8 against Brooklyn specifically. And, you know, the projections and some of the metrics that I'm looking at actually has Chicago winning this game outright by a few points. And when I saw this line being 5.5 before I dug into it, I instantly liked Chicago in this spot. And one thing I will throw out there, they've been a in-game live betting darling because they get off to slow spots. So if they get down real big and you see that live line boost all the way up to 12, 13, something like that, I think that's another good spot to grab them. You know, this is a tough one just because we talked about both teams being, you know, a 500 team in every seeming category over and against the spread. I have a very slight lean to Chicago getting the 5.5 points here. It seems like a lot for Brooklyn to cover. And, you know, it's a battle of attrition here.
Yeah.
You know, there's a playoff spot on the line. So I think both teams know that. And we'll just kind of see what happens. But I like the 5.5 points I'd be getting if I wanted to play the Chicago side.
I just know as a Nets fan that this team is notoriously terrible at closing out teams. Mm-hmm. And I, like you said, the Bulls are a live line darling. And the Nets can get out to quick starts. And yeah, this is something that I would probably look at from a live line perspective or even like a first quarter, first half perspective. And I don't know what the lines are on the halves and quarters. Maybe you do. But I can see the Nets getting out to an early start in this one. And then the game, just as it progresses, gets closer and closer and closer. And then all of a sudden, it's like a one-score game in the fourth quarter, and I can see that playing out very easily. It's been a very typical Nets experience this entire season. So I would absolutely lean towards getting the 5.5 in favor of the Bulls, and you know, Bulls plus 5.5. It's, again, that's just the Nets' MO, and just it's been, like you said, 4-13, and they're, oh my god, against the spread. That's awful. So yeah. I'm with you on that. It's a game that, again, it's a little bit scary, so I'm not as confident as I would be in the Raptors. But if I'm going a certain way, I like the live line suggestion. I'm sure that's me channeling my inner Ira.
That's where it came from for me.
Exactly. Us channeling our inner Ira. And but again, the lean here is plus 5.5 in favor of the Bulls. I dig that.
Well, to answer your question about the first half line, it's plus 3 for Chicago. And then the first quarter, plus 2. So.
Interesting. Okay. Interesting. All right. I don't know that I could touch that either which way.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. But 5.5, I think, at the end of the game is the play in favor of the Bulls. Okay, we will move on. The Dallas Mavericks traveling to Houston to take on the Rockets. And I would imagine – so the game right now is 9.5 in favor of the Rockets. And this really largely due to the news yesterday that Luka Doncic is out of this game. And he is scheduled for MRIs today. I haven't seen news as of right now, as of this recording, as to how long he will be out. But he was quickly announced that he'd be out for this game, and that the injury to his ankle that occurred during practice is similar to the one that he dealt with earlier in the year that cost him about 2 weeks, or 11 days more specifically. To the ankle injury. So that's a bit concerning for the Mavericks as they travel to, again, to Houston. Houston appears to be at full strength. They do not have anyone of significance right now that is on the injury report. But at the same time, it's, you know, the whole Luka factor really changes the dynamic of this game. The Rockets have been struggling. So really, if Luka was playing and you were seeing this line, like, there's no way the Rockets are giving up 9.5 points the way that they've been playing recently. They did just get James Harden back. So there's a little bit, you know, of a boost there. But yeah, it's kind of dicey, you know, to like both ways that, yeah, sure, Dallas is completely banged up. Tim Hardaway Jr. is questionable in this one too. But at the same time, it's hard to trust what Houston's been doing right now, just from a general performance perspective. They have not been a good team recently. And yeah, I don't know. It's hard to – that 9.5 is a big line. Devin, how are you feeling about this one?
Well, you know, as you are a Nets fan, I am a Mavericks fan. I'll just get that out of there. I know we shouldn't probably talk about our loyalties and whatnot too much.
Well, they play a factor in things,
they do,
right?
But
this is a good lesson to share with anyone who's just seeing the pod or just catching on to the pod, that, like, we are fans – teams, but we can't. But, like, the key is you can think like a fan, but you can't let your fan thinking affect affect the bets that you are placing.
Right.
Main lesson.
Yeah. So Dallas is, you know, in their last 9 games, and granted, you know, they had Luka in these last 9 games, so take it with whatever grain of salt you will, but they're 8-1 against the spread in their last 9 games against their division, the Southwest Division. But some staggering numbers the other way against Houston. They haven't had a lot of success with playing Houston, specifically on the road. 3-11 straight up in their last 14 in Houston. 3-10 in their last 13 against Houston in general. However, they are 4-1 in their last 5 against Houston. And the most recent one being November 24th. And I believe, if my memory serves me right, I believe that that November 24th game, that was around the time frame that Luka was also out. I could be wrong. I would want to double check those again. But they were 5.5 point dogs in that game, and they ended up winning 137-123. So, you know, it's a huge piece to lose, obviously. And then if Tim Hardaway's out, you know, there goes some more of your three-point shooting. But I've been a proponent on the side of Houston not covering huge spreads at home this year. So, or in general, it just seems like anytime they're like an 8, 9, 10-point favorite, they just don't cover. So, you know, 9.5 is a lot. I still, you know, like this Mavericks team, even without Doncic, to go ahead and cover that. It's not an official play for me at all, but I will say that I do lean to the Mavericks getting 9.5. It's just a lot of points. You know, and they still got Porzingis out there. He's getting healthy. You know, they're going to look to incorporate Willie Cauley-Stein. They got Finney Smith and Jalen Brunson, as well as DeLon Wright. You know, so there is some depth there. They have a capable coach in Rick Carlisle still. So we'll see how it goes. But, you know, 9.5 is a lot of points.
So here's some numbers just to kind of back this up. Luka Doncic was out or suffered his ankle injury in mid-December. They actually ran through a pretty difficult stretch. So including the game where he played and left after like 2 minutes, which was a home game against Miami, the Mavericks were 2-3. But here's the schedule they played. They were home against the Heat. They were at Milwaukee, home against the Celtics, at Philadelphia against the Sixers, and then at Toronto.
Wow.
So that was a brutal schedule. They were 2-3 in that stretch, including a blowout of the Philadelphia 76ers. Of their losses, which were to, again, the Heat, the Celtics, and the Raptors, they lost to the Heat by 4. They lost to the Celtics by 6. And they lost to the Raptors by 3.
All of which we'd probably agree are better defensive teams than Houston.
Absolutely. So like you said, I'm now that I'm talking through this, I'm actually pretty kind of feeling pretty much strongly about Dallas covering that 9.5. Because
it's a lot of points.
It's a lot of points. We've established that Houston can score. Of course they can score. But Dallas can play defense. And Dallas isn't one of those teams, especially a Rick Carlisle team, that's just going to come out and say, we're down Luka Doncic, so I guess we're just going to roll over and play dead.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the thick of a Western Conference playoff race. They're going to need to keep the ship afloat without him. And we know that someone like a Delon Wright, he can blow up if he gets the opportunity, as can Seth Curry, who he really stepped up when Doncic was out the first time. So I'm now not afraid of laying or getting 9.5 with Dallas. So I'm pretty happy about that now, having talked through that and seeing what they've done without Luka Doncic prior to that. So I'm cool with 9.5. Or 9.5 with the Mavericks in this one.
Yeah, and you know, just to throw a little more log into the flame, this is it'll be for first place in the division.
Yeah,
they're tied right now.
Right on the line. Wow. Okay. I like it. Okay. So that's going to be a preferred play for me, I think. We'll move on to the Memphis Grizzlies taking on the New Orleans Pelicans. Game in this one is 5.5 in favor of the Pels. Massive over-under, 240.5. Holy Moses. There's going to be a lot of points in this one, Devin.
Yeah.
We've noted that both teams, you know, have been just playing great. The Grizzlies, like, went through their ridiculous stretch. And they've put together another big win streak. So they're now officially a 500 team. They've won their last four. The Pelicans are just moving up in life. They're not going away at all. And they've kind of got a little bit of a hot streak of their own going on, beating the Celtics and the Cavaliers. And it seems like the one and only Zion is starting to figure things out. So in the meantime, the Grizzlies have been one of our favorites to bet throughout throughout this podcast, just because they have such favorable records against the spread. They're 11-9-1 on the road. The Pelicans at home, though, 13-11 against the spread. So that's a bit of a wash. Again, we've got two hot teams. The Pelicans burned me last time because I was favoring the Grizzlies when I did my head-to-head with Ira. 5.5, though, seems like a lot to swallow in a game that's probably going to be hotly contested and a very high-scoring affair. I don't know. Devin, what do you think? Like, 5.5 feels like a big number to me. What do you think?
It does, and I think it has in part to do with two things here. Jaren Jackson Jr. is out. He's got a suspension. Can't recall what for, but he is suspended.
Oh, he fight. It was the Knicks fight.
Oh yeah, with the Jay Crowder thing.
Yeah.
And then it's the Zion effect. You know, we've seen since he's come back from their first game against the Spurs, where they were 4.5-point favorites. You know, it's just this inflation of the line because of Zion. So with that being said, the Pelicans in their last 18 games are 14-3-1 against the spread.
Oh.
7-2 in their last 9 at home. But I never said to be an educated man, so I'm actually going to go with the Grizzlies because I feel like those numbers have to round out at some point in time. Being down Jaren Jackson is pretty big. I'm not going to try to front that. But they do have Valanciunas still there. They're both a little bit more effective when both of them play. But you know, this is a battle of rookie of the year right here. This is Ja Morant, Zion Williamson, your top two guys in that category. You know, there's some fun young talent in this game, some savvy veterans sprinkled in there. I know it's not the smarter play, but, you know, I want to be a contrarian here and go against those staggering New Orleans numbers I just laid out. 5.5, you know, to me, that's a lot of points. Right now, the public's a little split as far as that goes. 49% to Memphis right now from what I'm seeing. 241's a lot of points. I don't think I'm going to touch that. But, yeah, give me the – not an official play. I'm probably not going to tweet this one out. But as far as my preference and what I would play if I was going to touch it, 5.5 to Memphis. I like the way they play ball right now.
Yeah, they're playing great. I mean, this is one of those games where I'm like, all right, I can't I'm staying away from this one for that reason, because all the data says Pelicans, but the recent slate of play suggests Grizzlies. And 5.5 in a game that is, like you said, there's a lot of different narratives going on in this one, especially the Zion Ja Morant part. This feels like one of those things where I'm afraid to touch it on either side, and I am just going to sit back and watch an absolutely frenetic basketball game take place.
Yeah, no doubt that this will be a wonderful game, a great matchup. You know, another Southwest Division pride game here, as well as the playoff spot. So this is going to be a really fun game to watch. Those two, it's the one and the two pick going against each other.
For the first time, I'll see. Yeah, this is exciting stuff. So
they never played in college either against each other.
I know. This is going to be a lot of fun. And I I'm just going to hope. I'm staying away from this one. But I like where your head's at. If I had to make a decision, I would lean Memphis. I think they have a little bit of, you know, hostility in them after the Knicks incident. So maybe they come out a little angry. But I like you said, just give me a fun and wacky basketball game featuring the number one and number two pick, because that'd be awesome. That's all I really care about at this point. Yeah. All right, moving on, we've got the Denver Nuggets taking on the Milwaukee Bucks. 9.5 in favor of the best team in the NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks, over under 224. Not a whole lot to say about either team. It just the Nuggets are surviving the rash of injuries that they've been dealing with. Had a really solid win against the Jazz at home. And you know, they've been able to take care of business here and there, lost a little bit on the road during this stretch. But at the same time, the Bucks are just the Bucks. You know, they are an absolute juggernaut. They've won 9 in a row. They're also just getting back from their big trip out into France. So they're just getting back into a bit of a groove. Let's see, where's Giannis in this one?
Still questionable.
Still questionable. So that's going to really change things.
George Hill is also out.
Gotcha. You know, so yeah, I'm focusing on the Denver side here with the injuries, because Jamal Murray's still out, Paul Millsap's still out, Gary Harris is questionable in this one, but Jokic has been playing great recently. But yeah, Giannis swings things, obviously, but they, even without Giannis, they took care of business against the Wizards by 20, dropping 151 points against them. So there's no shortage of talent there, and guys like Middleton and Bledsoe, and they're plenty confident in their abilities, even without Giannis. But the Nuggets are a good defensive team, and you know, you can't really take too much away from them. But the Bucks are also 13-11 at home against the spread, and you know, again, they are one of those teams where they're on a historical track, come to think of it. Like they're up there with, you know, the Warriors and Bulls teams of you know, all those years back that were, you know, 68 to 70 win teams, and they're on that kind of pace. So that's another thing to bear in mind if they're starting to recognize that, hey, you know, there might be a little bit of history on the line. And just they're 22-2 straight up at home. So 9.5 still is a lot. Denver's a solid defensive team, like we said. Devin, another solid game, albeit not nearly as frenetic and offensive as the Grizzlies and Pelicans. But what do you like here?
So I like the fan in me wanting to watch this game.
Yeah.
You know, I will not be making a play on this one. I'll just kind of get that out, you know, first and foremost. But, I mean, Milwaukee, like you said, they're 9-0 in their last nine. 9-0 in their last nine at home. This is a team right now that's just playing really good ball. You know, Giannis is Giannis, but, you know, without him, they still have guys like Dante DiVincenzo and Wesley Matthews. They have the Lopez Middleton, who all, you know, he can score 50 if he wants to. You know, Bledsoe and all sorts of guys, you know, they just are playing at an unbelievable level right now. And it's kind of baffling. This Milwaukee team over the last 2-3 years just kind of came out of nowhere and just slowly started this momentous juggernautism. And it's a word. Look it up.
Juggernautism. All right. We've coined something new.
Yes. So 9.5, 10 points, it's a lot for me. Both teams play a little bit slower. Possessions will probably be down in this game. 224 on the over-under, it's tough. You know, Denver usually scores right around that 100 mark. But we've seen Milwaukee putting 120 up consistently lately. So I think it's going to be right around that push area. It's going to be in the push territory. I'm not confident about either the over or the under. 10 points is a lot. So I'm going to go ahead and just stay away from this one, watch it, and enjoy, you know, Giannis if he plays. But more importantly, Jokic on the other side. Michael Porter Jr. has been back too, so – Jeremy Grant's been filling in nice with Plumlee and Millsap being out. So, I mean, there are some components to this game that are very, very interesting.
Yeah. I will add that if I'm looking any which way, it's probably towards the over-under, especially now before Giannis is ruled out or potentially ruled out, because Denver is 8 games to the under on the season. So that's kind of jumping out at me right now. The Bucks are also kind of like they're one game to the under. So both teams neither one are particularly great at covering the over under, especially Denver, one of the worst over under records in the league. So with all of the Nuggets pretty much banged up. That's a lean that I would play. I'd play the under in this game, but especially if before we know if Giannis is ruled out. So that's an angle that I'd consider taking. But like you said, I'm not feeling great about this one either way, because like we said, we know that Milwaukee's a juggernaut, but we know that Denver's a good defensive team. They've been playing tough. Even with their injuries, tough game for us to call. I would sit it out, but again, if I had to go in a single direction, it would be under 224 in this one.
Yeah, and you know, something else to possibly even consider. Just let me just load up with information for our folks. Is you know, you talked about the injuries and the rotations maybe being a little out of whack, but the first quarter. Under for me, I think I'm a little more comfortable with that, just being what these teams are, defensive-minded, slower pace. And on the season, the Nuggets are 21-24-1 to the under in the first quarter. The Bucks are 16-28-2 with a combined average score for the Nuggets being 53.5. The Bucks are 53.5. So if you see it, you know, a first quarter – total set around 55, 56, even 50, 54, I would even go on and take. These teams typically come out and play to the under early in the game, very staggeringly. And then the Bucks at home are 7-15-1, combined point total of about 53. And then the Nuggets on the road, 10-11-1, 5-5 in their last 10, 3-6 to the under for the Bucks in their last 10, 3-6-1. So first quarter under, perhaps.
Okay. I like it. So first quarter under, potentially full game under as well. All right, something for us to think about. And again, we will tweet everything out as the day progresses over at HoopBall Gaming, at HoopBall Gaming on Twitter. Devin, let's move on. We've got the Oklahoma City Thunder traveling to Phoenix to take on the Suns. We've got a bit of a toss-up here. The Thunder are coming in as 1.5-point favorites. Over-under is 222.5. I mean, but this is another game that has, I guess, Western-ish playoff implications. Believe it or not, the Thunder are now within a game of the 5 seed.
Yeah, yeah.
In the Western Conference. And who would have thunk that at the beginning of the year? One of the biggest, like, you know,
I thought they were going to be sellers already.
Oh man, but they just keep ripping off wins. They're 7-3 in their last 10, and the Suns are still, they're hanging around. We've been talking about, you know, the Grizzlies and the Pelicans playing better ball, but the Suns are 6-4 in their last 10, and they just dismantled the Mavericks.
Yeah,
they're just kind of hit or miss. Like, you know, just they can look great. They've beaten in this stretch. They've beaten the Celtics. They've beaten the Spurs. And they've beaten the Mavs. Those are all three, like, either in the playoffs currently or playoff contending teams. And then they've gotten throttled a bit by the Grizzlies and Pacers mixed in. But very clearly, this is an improved Sun team, as we know. And I'm going to play a little bit of a narrative game in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Paul was voted to the All-Star game, whereas Devin Booker was not.
Yeah.
And the Suns are getting 1.5 here. Is this a game that we see Devin Booker just decide, you know what, screw it, I'm going supernova, because he's had an incredible season. And they've taken down some giants before, so is this a game that Phoenix could just do that again on right on Devin Booker's shoulders? What do you think?
You know, I love the narrative. I do. I think that's there's a lot of people that say narrative street doesn't matter with betting, but you know, it does. You know, there's a part of it that does. There are just some numbers though that just kind of make me shy away from that narrative.
Yeah, I see him right now. Go ahead.
He can still, you know, be supernova and do that. It'd be better if he did it and get the win, but Phoenix in their last 6 at home are 0-6 against the spread.
Oof.
4-13 straight up in their last 17 games against Western Conference opponents. And in general, in their last 12, just 4-8 against the spread. And on the flip side, for the Thunder, 7-0 in their last 7 against Phoenix, 6-1 against their spread in their last 7 against Phoenix, 6-1 straight up in their last 7, 6-1 in their last 7 against the spread, 11-0 against the spread in their last 11 on the road.
19-5 on the season. Just to be clear, wow, yeah.
Phoenix is 9-16 at home. Just straight up record-wise. And like I've mentioned in the past, I like to look at home and away records if it's a point, point and a half game, you know, within a bucket, just because that has implications of being a real close, you know, more like a pick 'em type scenario. Last time these teams played, it was, about a month ago on December 20th, and Oklahoma City won 126-108. The line was 3 then. But, you know, the Thunder shot 56%. I don't think they'll do that again. That's a big number. Mm-hmm. The Thunder are the best spread team in the NBA for a reason. And I'm going to lay the point and a half with the Thunder. I think they get the job done. They are rolling. Phoenix is battling for a playoff spot, but, you know, like I said, they're battling. So that energy and effort, you know, they expel a lot of it night in, night out. So let's look for the Thunder to get the win by more than a point and a half here, in my opinion.
Yeah, I threw the narrative street out there just so you could, like, just brazenly shut me down. but no, the numbers are – but this is another scenario where, like you said, yeah, narrative street's nice, but you better have the numbers to back you up. So I'm with you on that. This is the Thunder are playing as well as anyone in the NBA to me. And I don't and as improved as the Suns are, there's just so much evidence that points to, like you said, the Thunder just being able to cover just about anything in that regards, you know, just especially on the road. And especially against their track record against the Suns. Just for reference sake, the Oklahoma City Thunder in their last five are the third best offensively rated team in the league. And in addition, they are sixth in terms of defensive rating in their last five. So their net rating is second best only to the Milwaukee Bucks. Mm. So they are... The metrics all just scream towards OKC. So I'm with you there. As much as I think Devin Booker will have a chip on his shoulder, I don't think that's enough to overcome a team that is just playing some of the best basketball in the NBA right now.
Yeah, unexpectedly so also.
Yeah, oh, for sure. They've been one of the best stories of the season. We'll wrap up the NBA on a bit of a more somber note as the Portland Trailblazers will visit the Los Angeles Lakers at Staples Center. This will be the first game the Lakers play back at home in light of the tragic death of Kobe Bryant. There will be, I'm sure, memorials and tears, and I'm sure all the stops will be pulled out for this one as the Lakers play their first game without, you know, just without Kobe Bryant and Gianna being at the game, a courtside, they're going to be playing this one with heavy hearts. And for that reason, I mean, rather than get into the basketball analysis, that is going to take over the way that this game is played in this one. And the Lakers have had a long layoff. They're going to be playing with heavy hearts. I don't know, I'm trying to justify things from a basketball sense only because, you know, yeah, the Lakers are going to want to come out and play. And at the same time, Damian Lillard, who is also like close to Kobe Bryant, has been arguably one of the best players in the league over the past week plus. Mm-hmm. He's been on fire. And I'm sure he's going to want to come out and, you know, with that Mamba mentality also. It's a hard game for me to figure out. The line is massive. I should say the line. The line is 13 in favor of the Lakers, which, given the circumstances, you know, if this weren't to happen, I would say, yeah, that makes sense. Portland struggled all year, and the Lakers have been great. But now it's, you know, I don't know how this game is going to play out. It's going to be difficult and the emotions are going to be high, and it's a game that I'm just simply not going to touch for that reason. I'm sure the Lakers are going to want to put on a show in memory of Kobe Bryant, but I'm afraid to put money on that. You know what I'm saying, Dave? Right, I mean, maybe right. You feel differently, but I can't touch this game.
Yeah. You know, I'm with you. We've already seen, you know, Carmelo Anthony has been ruled out with personal reasons, and we probably can take a whack at what that would be. You know, I think everyone involved and people that weren't even close to Kobe Bryant, you know, like us, you know, yeah. We are all still shook by it. And it's approaching a week now of actuality and reality being what it is. It's still a tough thing to talk about. And like you said, I would feel wrong to kind of bet on this game, you know. I'm still kind of baffled by the whole thing.
Yeah.
This is definitely a punt game. To not try to take it to the max degree of somber here, but it, Kobe, as you see, his wide-reaching effect on basketball was ginormous. It'll be a game that I think the Lakers win because they're going to be doing it for Kobe. Covering 13 points, though, with heavy hearts, minds, and they're just souls kind of being real heavy and damp right now. I think that's going to be a lot, especially with the firepower that Portland has. But, you know, I'm not going to spend too much time actually dissecting numbers, talking about this game, just out of respect for Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, no, and that's fair. I'll just say this. I mean, look, we are a gambling show, and this is what we do. We all have heavy hearts for Kobe. We're just trying to, you know, if you do decide that you want to gamble on this game, whether or not you're a Kobe fan or not, or you just, you know, want to feel like you have some piece of the action, I would say just wait a little bit, see if the line changes at all. I would imagine that there's probably, like, anyone who might be betting this game might be playing the Lakers just because of that. And so maybe if you see the line creep up a little bit, it's an opportunity to bet the Blazers to cover. But that's really as far as I'll go at this point. Just, you know, again, it remains a stay away regardless. But, you know, that's just how I would approach it in this scenario. But to me, it's hard to figure either which way, and I'm sure that there's just still a lot of heavy hearts. It's still very, you know, the news is still very difficult for a lot of people to process. And, you know, sorry to leave the NBA on a somber note, but those are the realities of betting, especially in a situation like this one. So we'll leave it at that. Devin, that wraps up our NBA slate. I know you had some college hoops that you wanted to go through, and we've got a big game that we got to talk about. So yeah. lay your college hoops on me.
I'll just do it real quickly here. You know, one of the more favorite plays of mine this year has been the best team against the spread in all of college basketball, and that is the Yale Bulldogs. They're taking on Columbia tonight. It's a road game, but that doesn't worry me at all. Yale is one of the best offensively rated teams in all of college basketball, as well as being the best against the spread team. So I am going to lay the points, 14.5. I know it sounds like a lot, but I see them winning this game by upwards of 20. If you get a chance to watch a Yale game at some point in this year, go ahead and do so. I've rattled off who they've beaten in the past, but, I mean, this is a team that only lost by two to North Carolina when they were still healthy before their little spiral. But they've beaten Clemson. They've beaten some mid-major teams that are going to be in the tournament. This Yale team, I see them being a 12 or 13 seed in the NCAA tournament, maybe getting one or two wins.
Ooh.
And then one of my favorite MAC teams, the Akron Zips, are getting points tonight. I'm seeing 1.5 to 2 points. I like them to go on the road and beat Kent State in a crucial MAC matchup. So I'm going to go ahead and take the points and lay the points collectively. So give me Akron minus one or plus 1.5 to 2 points, and then Yale minus 14.5.
Mac basketball and Ivy basketball. That is the length of our that's how far we will go for everyone here at HoopBall. All the way down to the Ivies and the Macs.
Yes.
To lay some bets down. Thank you, Devin.
Yeah.
And now, of course, let's just get it out there. Talk to me. You are biased because you live in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
But tell me your thoughts for Sunday. Where's your brain at? And so we can give the folks some ideas as to what to do as they potentially lay some bets down on the big game featuring the San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs.
All right. Yeah. So let's start with first things first. We'll just kind of walk in chronological order of this whole festive event of the Super Bowl. And that is the national anthem. That usually starts things off, right? So I was reading an article about Demi Lovato's national anthem appearances and how long she usually takes. I think she averages 1:43. And I'm not sure what the over-under is at right now. I'm trying to find it as we speak. Pardon me for not being prepared. But if it's anywhere, if they set it at, you know, 1:35, 1:36, something like that, I'm going to go over. And then with that being said, if it's, you know, 1:50, 1:49, something like that, I'm going to definitely take the under on that. But just to throw the Demi Lovato stat out there, she averages about 1:43 on her singing. So, they even got stuff on the color of her
I know.
Outfit.
I was going to say, I wanted you to continue on, but I wanted to just give a shout out to the folks at mybookie.ag because some of the prop bets on the national anthem that they have are absurd. And I mean that in the best way possible. You can bet on her primary outfit color, black, red, blue, etc. You can also bet on whether or not a player will take a knee, if a player will raise a fist. If the microphone is black, which player or coach will be the first to be shown by the camera, how long the last word of the anthem takes in Brave. Like, will she hold the note for over under 5.5 seconds? This is absurd. I love it. I absolutely love it. Well done. Well done, mybookie.ag. I just want to – oh, man. It's just great, great stuff. But I love the insight there. I love that we're not even messing around. We are basically covering the national anthem here as part of the game. So thank you, Devin. Thank you for that, Devin.
Another really cool one here is will any team have a scoring drive that takes less time than the national anthem? and if she will re-enter rehab within 30 days of the Super Bowl. So they even got some personal bets in there. Oh. So. All right, so now we'll move on to the coin toss. Just a stat that I've seen for the last, multiple Super Bowls. I believe the last 4 or 5, it's one of those two, so please don't quote me, but at least the last 4 Super Bowls have been tails, and before that, the last 5 had been heads. Mm. So, I'm rolling with heads. I think it's going to balance back out, and heads will be the call.
All right, so you're saying, all right, so we didn't see where the time on the national anthem was. We just know what her average is, 1:43, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the number to remember, 1:43. And, you know, just depending on where the odds are on the national anthem, and we're saying heads on the coin toss. Devin, we've only got a few minutes left, so give me some actual football, please, that yeah, we can give yeah. to the fans.
So we've seen the line bet all the way back up to 55. It's been kind of swinging. It opened at, what, it was like 51. It bet all the way up to 56 in some spots, came back down to like 53, 54. Now it's back to 55. We talked a bit offline about these two defenses and how well they've both been playing. I did it once in the playoffs, and I said take the under with the Chiefs in the same sentence. So I am not going to do that again. It didn't work out for me. But I'm not touching the over-under in this one. It's just so hard. Both these offenses can be so good, but both the defenses are equally so. I'm going to go ahead and say the Chiefs win by more than a point and a half. That's going to be my my Super Bowl pick.
I, without getting into to too much, again, I really like this matchup. I think it's going to be a fun Super Bowl game. Here's what I'm looking at right now. In Andy Reid's career as a head coach, he is 17-3 when coming out of a bye. Now, mind you, this is during the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
But when he has an extra week to prepare, he is one of the best coaches, if not the best, in the NFL. We all know, you know, the track record. Oh, Andy Reid, you know, he's a choker in big spots, whatever. But I don't think that he's ever had the kind of offense that he's had. And I think that, like you said, that Kansas City defense has improved. I just feel like this is his time. And I'm going to just trust that, you know, there's experience there. I'm going to just say that this is Mahomes' time to shine. He's probably the best player in the league right now. Give me the Chiefs. I'll lay the 1.5. I think they can win by a field goal or more. But I'm just hoping for a good game. But I think this is the Chiefs' time to shine. I hope that I just didn't blow this for all of Kansas City and they allow me back for barbecue at a certain point. So, but that's where my head's at. The whole defensive thing scares me because defenses can take over single games like this, as we've seen in Super Bowls past. But the spread is close enough for me to say I think that as long as Kansas City wins, they can cover the 1.5. So give me the Chiefs. And that will be it for us. Enjoy the weekend, Hoopballers. Enjoy the big game. Devin, any parting words?
Super Bowl weekend. You know, I think that's going to be what's on everyone's minds. So, I mean, good luck to everybody. Really do appreciate the support and the follows and the feedback that we've been getting. Keep it coming our way. We want to make sure to keep this thing going smoothly and as well as it can be for you guys.
Yep. Thanks, everyone. Again, we're at Hoopball Gaming. I am at Josh Millman on Twitter. Devin is at DALLIE007 on Twitter. Hit us up whenever. Leave us a review. Tell us how great we are. And enjoy your Super Bowl weekend, everyone. Thanks. Take care.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.